misterioso.
We greet you again, radio friends, from Symphony Hall in Boston. This is Ben Grauer speaking from our NBC microphone position high in the upper balconies of Boston Symphony Hall, where again we're attending a rehearsal of the Boston Symphony Orchestra under its distinguished conductor, Charles Münch. By means of these broadcasts, we go behind the closed doors of Symphony Hall and attend one of the rehearsals of this great orchestra, an intimate glimpse into the preparation which lies behind the concerts of the Boston Symphony. The work schedule for rehearsal today are the seldom-heard Schumann overture to the opera Genoveva and the Tchaikovsky violin concerto in D major. In the latter work, the soloist will be the youthful Parisian violinist Miss Michelle Auclair. The Schumann overture that Mr. Münch is at work on at this moment, we'll go downstage in just a few seconds, just before our broadcast started, I heard Mr. Münch remark to the men that the markings which they find, particularly in the violin string sections for bowing, are those of the distinguished conductor Karl Muck, who conducted this work here in 1918. It has not been played since then, and this little note from Mr. Münch indicates his devotion and respect for the musical judgments of his great predecessor. Now Mr. Münch is about halfway through the Schumann overture to Genoveva, so we'll turn our microphones now down to the stage to our conductor, Mr. Charles Münch, and the Boston Symphony.
The same.
Pessimo.
Bam, 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 bam. A quiet and so. Tchaikovsky.
Back in the balcony for a moment, the rehearsal of Schumann's Genoveva Overture has just been completed. You heard Mr. Munch say Tchaikovsky to the men of the orchestra. That means the Tchaikovsky concerto. And Mr. Munch has gallantly left the podium and gone off stage to escort today's soloist, the 20-year-old violinist Michelle Auclair, to her place before the orchestra.
Gentlemen, Michelle Auclair. What is gentlemen? That? Shh. I have not time. Time for the 18th. Ya la la.
Got it.
rain. Ah, in the rain. Rain.
And the characteristic rehearsal applause, a scattered mingling of standard clapping of hands and the tapping of bows on violins from the men of the orchestra at the completion of the first movement. Miss Eau Claire is a most attractive Parisienne, a slim-figured, golden-haired girl, obviously very young to have reached such high eminence as a soloist with the great symphony orchestras of Europe and the Americas. Now Charles Munch is ready for the next movement, so we'll go down to the stage to complete this rehearsal with the Boston Symphony and Michelle Eau Claire as violin soloist of the Violin Concerto in D Major of Tchaikovsky.
Thank you.
dead.
Now, as Mr. Münch, the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and Michel Auclair are completing the final movement of the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto in D major, it's time for us to bid you good day. Another of the broadcasts of rehearsals of the Boston Symphony with Charles Münch, the two works which we heard rehearsed today, the Genoveva Overture of Robert Schumann, and major portions of the Violin Concerto in D major of Tchaikovsky. Mr. Münch went on right from the second movement into the third, at which time we now leave him until our appearance over most of these stations for another of these broadcasts, which take us behind the scenes to attend by ear the inner, intimate workings of a great musical organization preparing its concert programs. This is Ben Grauer speaking in this series of programs, which is produced by John Wright and which come to you from Symphony Hall in Boston.